Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning and praise the Lord. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Today we celebrate Vasilikos the Martyr, Bishop of Comana. This martyr was from the city of Amasia on the Black Sea, and a nephew of Saint Theodore the Tyro. When his fellow martyrs Eutropius and Cleonicus had been crucified, Basilicus was shut up in prison. As he was praying the Lord to count him also worthy to finish his course as a martyr, the Lord appeared to him, telling him first to go to his kinsmen and bid them farewell, which he did. When it was learned that he had left the prison, soldiers came after him and brought him to Comana of Cappadocia, compelling him to walk in iron shoes set with nails. He was beheaded at Comana, and his body was cast into the river during the reign of Diocletian. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 18 through 25. In those days when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord, that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." Now when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. Our gospel reading this morning is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verses 35 through 39. The Lord said to the Jews who believed in him, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and him who comes to me I will not cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up at the last day." Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, present everywhere and filling all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us. Cleanse us from every stain and save our souls, gracious Lord. A man once asked a priest, "If God is everywhere, why should I go to church?" The priest replied, "The whole atmosphere is filled with water, but when you want to drink, you must go to a fountain or a well." Another man asked a priest, "Why should I go to church every single Sunday when I've been there so many times before?" The priest replied, "I had dinner last night, and today I am hungry, so I need to replenish myself." My name is James D. Newcomb, and I am glad that you have chosen to spend a couple of minutes with us. This is a bit of a shorter episode than some of the other ones, and actually this is the exact length that I'm going for. around this time, 7-8 minutes at the most. So I appreciate you pressing play, spending a couple of minutes to get your day started with the Holy Scriptures, a bit of wisdom, learn a little bit about the saints that have gone before us. That's the whole purpose of this podcast, is to start our day in the right way. Learn more about what we offer at gmptl.org. The name of our business is Gramer Petrullo. And you can find us on the web at gmptl.org. We're a full-service digital marketing firm. We close our time together, as we do every morning, with the Lord's Prayer. Thank you again for listening. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.